TJ wore definitely the best dressed. Oakland had the mustard yellow suit, the big puffy Russian style hat against New England, had the grill on the runway. Gotta give it to TJ.
When TJ steps off the bus, he wants you to know what he's wearing.
Matt said that? Then you know what's wrong.
And the wide receivers, as they say, are divas.
I've got to give it to Emmanuel Sanders here, only because he pulled off some floral prints and tight pants that I don't think as a girl even I could pull off. No. Just don't even try.
It's got to be DT. He's just always put together. It's just, he's just got a good look.
Cut. This is some Broncos paraphernalia.
Eric's got good fashion sense.
Yeah, Trevor Siemian's Nike low-cut shoe was very brave look, especially going white socks with black shoes. That is courage in fashion.
The only fashion advice that I would trust is from Ben Swanson.
Tennis shoes with a suit, not a good look.
Comfort Trump style, I think, sometimes.
What is Swanson talking about?
Lorenzo Doss usually brought the heat.
So you got to have confidence in yourself to wear that. Not anybody can pull that off.
I liked it on Lorenzo.
I did see that. That is a lot of color.
When you're going to go out on the road with all these other guys wearing all this like flamboyant stuff, why not go big? And what's bigger than Christmas?
I like Brandon McManus a lot, and I think his fashion is great.
I did see McManus's Christmas suit. It was nice.
You've got to be kidding me. No way.
Phil is, he is kind of that Jim Nance, Bob Costas look.
Look at this sweater. This is a beautiful sweater. So, like, bring it.
Here comes grumpy dad Phil again.
No, I don't really think anyone in our office has nice fashion. I would not trust anyone's style advice, including my own.
My wife does not dress me. I picked this out by myself. Actually, I'm lying. She bought this for me. So.